We are up to Simin Shin Nun Beis, and that's what we're going to be doing. Hakori b'sefer al ha'iskupa. Somebody is reading a sefer right at the edge of the door. He's on a rishus hayachid. V'nizgalga rosh ha'echad mi'asefer biyado, v'nisha rosh ha'sheni biyado. What happened was, we're talking about the olden days svarim, they were scrolls. And one side of the scroll rolls down, it fell, and the other side of the scroll is still in your hand. So the halach is golo etzlo, afil nizgalgol chutz ledal rames, afil b'rshus harabim, v'yiskupa b'rshus hayochid. Even if the iskupa is b'rshus hayochid, we're talking about a doorpost where that step is a b'rshus hayochid. And it fell into a Rishus HaRabim, and actually landed there in the Rishus HaRabim. The halacha is that you're allowed to go and pull it back up. How come? The halacha is that mida araisa, one object that you were holding on to that ended up landing in a different Rishus, you're not chayef for, that's not considered a complete hanacha since you're still holding on to it. When you're dealing with separate objects, it's not so. When you're dealing with one object and you didn't let go, and that's not called the hanocha in the other rishus. So the iser is only an iser drabanan, and the halacha is that mishum bizoyin kisvei hakodesh etiru. Chazal were matur because of bizoyin kisvei hakodesh. Hago, the rabim darsi ala eskupa, says the Ramah, that's only because you couldn't put it down on the eskupa, because that's a place that people step on. The dafka, many people step on. The dafka kisvei hakodesh. Aval b'shar dvarim osur afil lo naflu al lekarmelis. Shar svarim chazal were not even matir into a karmelis. The Gemara makes an ukimta. The Gemara says that it's dafkin, a place that lots of people will step on. So if you let go of the sefer, then you're going to end up being mavaza kisvei hakodesh. Otherwise, they would not have been makel. So here, what did he say? The Ramah says that even in a karmelis, it's usur if it's not kisvei hakodesh. The Mishnah Berurah brings mekilim that in a karmelis, even though it's not kisvei hakodesh, since the iser of in a karmelis to begin with is a derabanan, and here the hanocha is only a hanocha derabanan, so there are mekilim. But the Mishnah Berurah says if you want to be mekel, that's only in a real karmelis. In our rishus harabim, which are suffic karmelis, one should not be mekel. Siv Beis, Hoyakorabo al Hagag. You were reading this sefer on the roof. V'nisgalgo rosho ha'echad miyado, and one side of your scroll fell down. Ad shelo higia la'asaret falchem atachtonim akrovim la'aretz, golalo etzlo. The halachi is that if it rolled out, but it did not reach within 10 tfachim of the ground of the Rishus HaRabim, so we learned that 10 tfachim above the ground already is not called a Rishus HaRabim, it's called a Makom Ptur. Since it is a Makom Ptur, the halachi is that there's no iser in you pulling it back, and this is even if it's not Kisvei HaKodesh. Now here we don't need the heter of Bizoyin Kisvei HaKodesh. Here pshat is that it's a Makom Ptur. Whereas higia la'asar tefachim atachtonim, what if it reaches the within 10 tefachim of the ground? Imakosel meshupa beinyan shenocha lov. If there was a hanocha, like the fact that it's just hanging in the airspace, that's not a hanocha. But if it's actually resting on the wall, say is on a slant, the wall is the wall is such that the sefer can rest on it. Also, legololo etzlo. So there, you're not allowed to roll it up to yourself. Why is this? This is still an issa d'rabbanan. This is still only an issa d'rabbanan, because midarais, until you let go, it's not considered that it had a hanacha. But midarabbanan, the halach is that it's aser. Ukedei shelo yamod bibizoyin. But in order that it not be bibizoyin, hofcha al haksav. You turn it over on the ksav. Now, here we're talking about even Kisvei HaKodesh. Why are they not mutter? The Teretz is because here we're talking about a gag that is not the place that people stand on all the time. Memela, we're not afraid of Bizoyin Kisvei HaKodesh. However, even if it's not going to get stepped on, sitting there right side up is Bizayin Kisvei HaKodesh. Turning it upside down would take away from the Bizayin. Vim Eino Meshupa, Kol Zman Shelo Hagiya La'aretz, Golo Lo Etzlo. What happens if it's not on a slant? So there it never had a Hanocha, even Midrabana. Meaning, even though I'm holding on to it, so you couldn't have a Hanocha Daraisa, if it's not sitting on something, it's just in the airspace of the Rosh Hashanah, but it's not sitting on something, so there the halacha is that you're allowed to. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that that heter is only in Kisvei HaKodesh, whereas in Shar Svarim, we're afraid that the whole thing is going to fall down. We're afraid that the whole thing is going to fall down, and then you'll pick it up again. Whereas in a Carmelist, they did not make that. The Gra adds another thing. The Gra Shita is that if it comes within three tefachim of the ground, because of the din of lovewood, it is considered noch. So even though when it's in the airspace, we say that it's not considered in an ofen of noch, if it's within three tefachim of the ground, although it's not sitting against the wall, it's just hanging within three tefachim of the ground, there we would say it's ki'ilu you made a hanocha.